Welcome home, neighbors.
This is the Austin family
from Sandusky, Ohio,
owners at Copper Creek, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
I'd like to welcome back to the show, Nick Cotton. Nick, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Happy to be back here with your listeners.
I'm glad to have you back onto the show. With all this COVID stuff, we wanted to just do a quick update, the park situations, what's going on with the rental side of things now, and then just do another touch base in after Disney started to buy back contracts again. So, Nick, have you had a chance to go back into the parks yet?
Yes, twice, actually. I visited Magic Kingdom on a preview day, and then I went to Hollywood Studios on a regular day within the first week that they were reopened.
Okay, and how's the parks been from your perspective?
We've had an amazing time. I think in terms of crowds, in a lot of people listening may be aware, they may have already been, maybe they've seen things on social media, but in terms of crowds, extremely light. If you think about what's been the most consensus number one thing that anybody would have wished for at Disney that loves Disney over the last 5 to 10 years, it would have been lighter crowds. Not that we don't love people, but certainly when we're thinking about getting on our favorite attraction sooner and just getting around the park, certainly having lighter crowds makes the experience that much better. So right now, that's pretty amazing. So that's an A+ in terms of getting on attractions quickly, in terms of getting around the parks. It's hard to beat that. Now, obviously, there is a downside. You have to wear a mask. However, I would say, and this, we went twice. This is pretty much over the height of the summer in July. And I think it's very doable. Obviously, you can take breaks when you want to, if you go into a restaurant or if you get something to drink. They have mask rest areas, if you will, and things like that. I think it's very doable, and I think it's a small downside to obviously a big upside. And of course, this comes with a huge disclaimer that I'm not telling everybody to go to the parks, but certainly if you're healthy and you feel comfortable, I would say it's a great experience, and it's a very, in my opinion, a very safe experience. I felt safer 7 hours in the theme park than I felt 30 minutes in the grocery store. I felt that they've really just done an extraordinarily good job of allowing people to social distance. Cleanliness, I give Disney 2 thumbs up on the efforts that they made and are making to make it a safe environment. And just a couple of caveats as well. Some things I've actually enjoyed better with this experience that Disney has actually done versus a normal experience. So aside from crowds and all that kind of stuff, give you an example just with character interactions. One thing, because of COVID, you can't have those really close interactions. It makes sense. So they have the characters, for example, like the evil stepsisters are up behind the castle, up on a balcony where you can see them from a distance. You can interact with them, but you're not waiting in line to see them. Or the characters at the Country Bear Jamboree, they're up on top of the building interacting with guests as you come by. And the reason I say it to me, I really like this is because I have a 2- and 6-year-old. So when you go into the parks and you see a character there for meet and greets, to do pictures, to do autographs, but your 6-year-old doesn't realize that's a 45-minute wait to get started, especially your 2-year-old doesn't, but they want to go see the character. And you inevitably get in this long line and really for just a quick picture, autograph. And, you know, when you think about it too, you've never watched a movie where a Disney character is just head down signing autographs for an hour and a half. And so that's what it feels. And so this to me is just so much more natural. I really like that. I think that's a huge plus. And it doesn't get us stuck in a long line. And my kids get to have actually a more authentic interaction than they would have had otherwise. The other thing I would say I really is the cavalcade. So if you're not familiar, if any of the audience isn't familiar with the term I just said, basically, instead of here's our 3 o'clock parade, here's our 5 o'clock parade, here's our 7 o'clock parade. Obviously, Disney doesn't want to have people gathering in large crowds, and parades would certainly do that. So instead of those very script, very structured parade schedules, they're doing what they call cavalcades, where randomly throughout the day, a float will come out, and it may have Mickey and Minnie on it. It might have Goofy on it. And so it creates a spontaneous environment that I think has been missing from some of the Walt Disney World theme parks, where just randomly I walk around, oh, look, there's Mickey and Minnie on a float. And the other thing I like besides the spontaneity of it is that I feel like when they're doing parades, that sometimes it becomes this giant crowd control measure where it's like, everybody get out. We got 3 o'clock parade coming. Move over to the side. And I feel, and you're like, hurry up. We're never going to make it to Haunted Mansion. Come on. And you go,
oh my gosh, we're around the crowd to get to our attraction to make our fast pass.
Yes. So it's like this big hoopla. And you're like, you know, it's not exactly what they show you in the Disney commercial. It's not. So I like that spontaneity. I like the characters in a more natural environment. So not to say that I would say get rid of all meet and greets with characters to forever or anything like that. It's just that maybe there's something to this. There's something that, hey, maybe we've been missing a little spontaneity here with our theme park experience that maybe we should have never gotten rid of. Or sometimes we're going a little overboard with how structured things are. I've really enjoyed that. I think the cast has been an A+. It's been about as stellar as I've ever seen. And that's very important. I think one thing too in the parks have a lot of people, and this isn't the fault of the cast. It's inevitable that you start to work more crowd control than you are guest interactions. And like I said, not the fault of the cast because they're put in a position where they have to, and there's this so many thousands of people in the parks and congregating in the same areas versus now where it's a much lighter crowd, you can definitely see the cast come to life more. For example, I'm walking through to Magic Kingdom and I have my Disney purchased Hulk mask on. And so one of the cast starts coming in my direction and he's coming over to me and he's giving me this concerned look. And I've totally forgot I have a mask on at this point, right? I've been in the parks for a few hours. I'm thinking about it. Comes over and he's like, sir, are you okay? You're looking awfully green today. And I'm sitting like, what's going on? At first he's looking at me. I'm like, do I have like COVID written on my forehead or something? And then of course, obviously I realized I got the green mask on. And it's funny. That's probably one of the four or five things I most remember from the entire day. And I think as you think about the Disney experience and you think about what differentiates it from other theme parks, I could certainly give you a long list, but certainly the cast interactions, the cast experience is always at or near the top. And so I think that's been really cool. So for anybody that has been, they can probably relate to that. It's been back since the reopening in July. But for those that haven't been, I would say there are some big pluses right now to going to Disney for sure.
One thing that I'm looking forward to, Nick, is those of us that are DVC members, we go year after year, and we develop our little family photo books, and we look back at things of, remember when the castle was decorated as a birthday cake, and remember when we had this special thing, and remember when we had that special thing. I look at it like 10 years from now, I want to be able to look back and have these family photos wearing masks at Disney going, remember when we went during that COVID crisis?
Of course. You're like, well, remember 2020 for a lot of different things, but certainly, yes, wearing masks in Disney will be a unique thing. And maybe it'll be a throwback day at some point or something, hopefully at least some kind of memory capsule or something at some point. But anyway, yeah, that's true. It's when I look back at our photos that we've taken since we went back, yes, they are all masked up. But at the same time, they're pictures and locations without anybody else around that we've never dreamed of getting before. Shots in front of the castle or sitting on the bench at Magic Kingdom with Roy Disney. Just these kind of crazy things that usually there's super long lines for that you could take advantage of now. But yeah, I think that's a good point, though. I think certainly you'll point back to, oh, yeah, that's when we were there in 2020. We had masks on.
That oddball year. The other thing I think is a really great opportunity, I'm seeing availability galore. Okay. Like normally you couldn't touch a studio at Beach Club or Grand Flow, but I'm seeing them pop up on the availability chart. So that's not a bad thing either.
No, to see a Beach Club in October available right now or September, are you kidding me? Unbelievable opportunity. And especially with Beach Club just announced Stormalong Bay is opening up August 24th. I was looking at DVC rental store site. Unbelievable deals right now. You can get There's about, I think, because I was looking for us, there's about, we had a selection of about 20 different beach club reservations between now and the end of September. They're saving about 30 to 50% off retail rates. Unreal. So that was like yesterday. I don't know. There could be a few more gone by the time, you know, that this gets aired. But for anybody out there, not only, if you think about going, is the crowd just an unbelievably great, probably best we'll ever see in the history of our lives, but you can also get it an unbelievable deal. I mentioned Beach Club specifically. You mentioned it. I mentioned it specifically because Stormalone Bay just opened. It opened August 24th. That announcement just came out. Obviously, the best swimming pool on Disney property. They've got a lot of different reservations to get right now at the rental store that save tremendous amount of money. Some, if they're even close in, kick up 60% off, maybe 70% off.
Unbelievable deals, okay? Because I looked at this, and I haven't banked my Beach Club points yet. And I looked at this and I went, I could take my points and spend them on this year, or I could just bank them and rent them next year and pick up some of these $10, $12, $14 points and pocket the difference, because they're going to pay me $16 for those. And there's always a demand for Beach Club rentals.
Yeah, 100%. And I would also tell anybody out there listening too, I've even had this question for a rental store previously, and the answer usually was that's going to be a difficult one. But now the answer is, yeah, we could probably do that. If you see it, even if you go to their site, you go to their confirmed reservation page. Let's say you find something, oh man, it's not perfect for what I'm looking for. I need this adjustment done to it. Reach out to them now, because when availability is tight, like it historically is, it's hard for them to make adjustments to it. But right now, it's very much a possibility. So don't even get discouraged if you don't find exactly what you're looking for when you see their confirmed reservation page, because they may can just get you just on whatever you want. Let them know, and they may be able to make adjustments because of the good availability. And if you try to book a confirmed reservation, let's say it's one of these beach clubs that are probably going to go pretty quick, and it goes before you're able to click the button, whatever, get in contact with them over there at rental store, just let them know. Right now, availability is good. They may be able to book you another one. So just a great time to save some money and have perhaps one of the best Disney experience you ever had. I mean, that's what it was for us. It's just some of the best days we've ever had at Disney. But it's just, we know it's not going to get duplicated again. And so it's just, we're looking at it as a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. And don't forget, 3/4 or more of my audience is members. So we can log on and look. And so if you see something that's there, Nick, are you telling me we could ask them to come back in and go, oh, it shows available on the member site by just shifting this a day? Think that's something that they could accommodate?
Absolutely. And even for non-members, go to dvcvacations.com. If you're a non-member, you can see the availability right there to see what your options would be too.
Yeah, that's right. I believe that site updates like twice a day if you're a non-member, but yep. The members is like instant. We have the ability to check the real tool. So yeah, that's a great option for non-members to do. Or if you're becoming a member and you haven't closed yet, that's a great site to go back to, because I remember back when we were closing on our first contract, it seemed like it took forever, Nick. And I'm like staring at my, checking my email for an email from you like every 20 minutes going, did it pass Roper? Right? I remember those days.
No, absolutely. And I tell people that the availability is going to get extremely tight in the future, not only because there's going to be a lot of pent-up points in the system, but there are so many contracts getting bought right now. And I can speak to this with 100% certainty here at BBC Resale Market. The last 2 weeks has been two of the busiest weeks we've had in company history. The May, June, July period, and so far into August, busiest May, June, July, first 2 weeks of August we've ever had in company history, hands down, in terms of buyers. And for sellers right now, I would say, if anybody was hesitant before, because people were like, I don't know, maybe prices dropped a lot during the pandemic, and now they may have had a little dip, not much, maybe 5% at most. They're back to really right on pace for where, you know, record highs. So if you're a seller, it's a great time. If you're a buyer, it still actually might want to go ahead and get in now. And the reason I say that is because one advantage buyers have had over the last few months is Disney has not been buying back any contracts. Well, that changed about 2 weeks ago. Now the sales are getting, and that put an emphasis on the last 2 weeks, is it's jumping up even more than it was in May, June, July, because Disney's now entered the market. Let's not forget, Disney is the single biggest buyer of resale contracts there is. And right now, they're in that buyback range of 5 to 10%, kind of their historical norm. This isn't hyper-aggressive. This isn't hyper-low. That's pretty steady eddy, if you will, for Disney being in a 5 to 10% buyback range. But as they get more and more into that, if they continue that 5 to 10% buyback, that's like another huge mega buyer in the market resale. And the more buyers you get, the lower the inventory, the prices go up. I would say for buyers, now's still a good time. I just don't see it trending down right now with how tight inventory is starting to look. It was only a few months ago we were trending in the 400s for inventory in terms of how many listings we had. Now we're trending in the mid 200s. And with Disney coming back into the fold, we could continue to see a tightening of inventory. But again, if you're a seller on the flip side, that's good news if you were thinking of selling.
That is some interesting news, because every time Disney buys something back, the original buyer who wanted to buy resale, they're not just going to go away. It's going to be a try again. Okay. So they're going to come back in and try to buy another contract off resale. So that's two of them that gets taken off by one buyer.
Absolutely. And I would say it's about a 90% rate when somebody gets fall back. They typically, like you said, go to another contract. We've even rare cases, but I've probably got out of 15,000 contracts we've sold, there's probably been four or five folks who got bought back a third. And I think we have maybe two people who got back a fourth time, and they kept going until they finally got it, and they got it. But so that being said, yes, when Disney's buying back, it generally creates, it's not like it just replaces. It essentially is an incremental purchaser.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person, Nick. Okay. But I applaud their tenacity. Okay. I applaud that.
Yeah, as I tell people, some people go in with the mentality, you tell them, hey, this is what this person has agreed to sell it to you for, and this particular contract, I think there's going to be a high probability. And they said, no, I want to roll the dice. That's fine. Roll the dice. But then there's some people who, after the first time getting bit, they're like, no, I'm going to raise my price a little bit. I want to make sure I avoid it. And most of the time, most people do avoid it. But we don't mind. It's all up to somebody. If it's only a match, you don't lose money when Disney buys it back. You just lose time, and maybe it costs you an extra 2 to 3 weeks. But if you're not in a rush for the points, well, there's no harm in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our intent when we were biting nails waiting to get through right of first refusal, is we would have been the try again people, because you just save a boatload of money by buying resale.
Yeah, and I think that's probably contributed to higher sales recently. I think saving money is maybe a little bit more the forefront of people's minds this year than maybe in the past couple of years. But I think that's, you know, also a contributor. I also think that, as we've seen throughout the history of Disney, certainly in my time being around Disney for almost two decades, is whenever something happens in the world, whether it be going back to 9/11, the financial crisis, this health pandemic, people gravitate to what is safe, what is family friendly, and Disney is always at the top of that list for many, or near the top of that list for many. And I feel the same thing again. I feel like when I talk to people that have been, that are going, they know that Disney is going to do it right. And kudos to Disney. They've had the resorts open since late June. You haven't heard of one single outbreak of COVID at any Disney resort or theme park.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't heard a single thing. And we would hear about it if somebody was able to contact.
You would ask. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because you talk about great clickbait for news organizations is to have that in a headline. But I got to tell you, from being there, I've gone to eat at some of the restaurants. I've gone to the parks. It's just so well done in terms of social distancing, in terms of cleanliness, that I think it's hard to imagine it would even that they would have a COVID outbreak, just given everything that they've done. Like I said, as you expect, Disney safety is one of the key pillars.
Yeah, that certainly is. Now that you mention it, Nick, that is one of the key pillars. What is it? Safety, efficiency, show. And I'm not even a cast member, but I at least know three out of the four.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hey, you're good. Yeah. But I just, certainly for anybody that's thinking, we've just had great times there thinking about it. It's a fun time. I just remember when I first became a cast member in 2004, the crowds were still a little lighter. It wasn't anything like it's been the last few years. And from 2004 to the last few years, it's just amazing. And part of Disney, they've done a great job of time of the year that would have been quiet. They've created a festival, or they've created a race. They have filled in all those gaps. So there's just almost, there's no time of year that you can go and you can say, I know Disney's not going to be crowded. We find ourselves being local. We're like, all right, we're going to go right in the middle of September. There's just no way. And then, oh, free dining. Oh, we're starting Food and Wine. Or there's always a reason to be there. And that's just a good job Disney's done to have an opportunity like this. And it's temporary. As many people buying contracts, I know a lot of people are optimistic about the future. I'm optimistic about the future. And I know that Disney, the attendance will certainly bounce back in time. But for now, if you're a Disney fan and you love it like we do, yeah, it's a great time to enjoy it. And it's a great time to save some money doing it, too.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm going to save face here, Nick. Somebody is probably yelling at their windshield right now at the word courtesy, because that's the one that I missed.
Oh, it came to me.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Nick.
Thanks for having me, Chad. Pleasure. Good catching up with you. And good to connect with your audience again. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. And then just to do a final recap here, DVCResaleMarket.com. and DVCRentalStore.com, the two brands that we talked about today. And thank you so much for sponsoring our platform. I know we're able to create a lot of great content and help listeners come back in and make an informed and educated decision about what's best for their family. And we hope that message really rings true now during COVID. Whether you decide to go or not, we hope you make an informed, educated decision and do what's best for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.